This is KI9NG.
This is KI9NG Mobile.
KI9NG59PRK.
Hey, well, I hooked this up to the AC9HO hub, so we're on the W9LY and all those 220 repeaters at this moment. KI9NG.
Oh, that is fancy. Just a friendly reminder, when you're spraying some form of caustic acid on your concrete mixer, don't get it all over your face. Tingles.
I don't know, man. Tingly face. Some people pay money for that, right?
Well, that is kind of true, I suppose, in a certain sense. This aspect, I'd rather not. It tends to remove the skin.
Oh, boy, this guy can't get out of the middle lane. Universal, can't get out of the middle lane. Neat, love it. Yeah, try to keep the muriatic acid off your face, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess you could, it's exfoliating though, right?
Yeah, it'll be alright. Just gonna dye my beard different colors. Got a guy next to me with a chipping gun going to town, and that's all I can hear. Very annoying.
Oh well, sounds good on this side. I could barely hear it. It was there. I could hear that it was there, but definitely wasn't overriding him. I turned up my gain. I think maybe you might be a little low. Stand by if you're not doing anything. We'll connect up to the parrot node and see what your audio sounds like if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I got volume all the way up, and I can barely hear you.
W9BRK, this is KI9NG, so stand by for the guy to tell me whether or not what my audio levels are like, and then my traffic will be repeated, and then you can take a turn. KI9NG testing.
Audio level is a little higher than average.
W9BRK, this is KI9NG, so stand by for the guy to tell me whether or not what my audio levels are like, and then my traffic will be repeated, and then you can take a turn. KI9NG testing.
All right, now that you've completed your test, W9PRK, also testing to see how this sounds. W9PRK.
Audio level is about right.
All right, now that you've completed your test, W9PRK, also testing to see how this sounds. W9PRK.
Okay, it should be disconnected now. Should be no more repeating of the audio. Yeah, I'm hotter than you are. So you need to set those TX levels. So you type sudo asl-menu, node settings, interface tune CLI. It'll be options 3 and 4, I think it is. It's the TX levels. There'll be two of them. I think one is for announcements and stuff, and then the other one is for
I'm not sure, but I just keep them both the same, and it makes it easier for me. Yeah, if it's too quiet on your end, because I'm too hot already, like a little higher than normal, right? When you get really, really hot, the guy is like, whoa, back off the mic, that's really hot. And it's funny. So you'll want to turn that up on your end.
Okay, yeah, I'm messing around with it on my phone, and it's still not cooperating, so let's see what we can get figured out.
Oh, yeah, and there's no way that I would even try to operate the terminal from my phone. That's just not even really a thing. The terminal, when you load up ASL menu, it requires that the screen be of sufficient size, and, yeah, it'll never happen on a cell phone. So that'll be an after-work thing, I suppose, or whatever. If you had a laptop, you can do it, which is what I did a few minutes ago, since I tote the laptop around with me all the time. A guy I know at Airsoft, I guess I shouldn't really call him. He's a good dude. I like him, and I just have, I've never talked to him outside Airsoft, though. His name is Miguel. He's a Marine. He showed back up after several months of hiatus yesterday. He's a Mexican fellow, and there was another dude from, they're both from Chicago, right? This is just some dude. He's younger still. He's probably only 23. He's there, and he's kind of complaining about ICE coming and knocking on his door. His mom is illegal, this other guy, not the Marine. And Miguel, the Marine, was like, dude, they're just doing their job, man. Yeah, there's bad apples out there doing some crappy stuff. But most of these guys are just trying to get the bad guys, you know. And anyway, it was a rather interesting conversation. I hadn't really thought about that, man. I mean, it's hard for me to say, but I want her gone. I want that dude's mom gone. I mean, it's her own fault. We baby people enough, I think. And it's time to pay the fiddler.
Yeah, it's a interesting situation, to say the least. I do keep hearing ads. I listen to Pandora, and I now have ads to join ICE with up to a $50,000 sign-on bonus if you are prior military and or police, whatever, they will take you.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't think they pay very good, though, do they? I don't know. I'd be curious. If you work 60 hours a week, how much will they pay you? Plus, I bet you got to travel. Yeah, that's kind of a young man's game, too. I'm sure you got to pass the PT or whatever, physical aptitude. I don't know. I don't know, man. $50,000 is a lot of money, but if you only make $50,000 a year after that, that's not so good.
Yeah, I signed a blank check over to the government once in my life. They're not going to fool me twice. No, thank you. I've worked for the government. It's not that great. And the food sucks.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I bet they eat better than the armed forces do, though. I don't know, man. Is it even like that? Do you live there? And I don't think that they own you the way that the military branches own you. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I've never had an ICE agent. I figured it'd be more like, you know, CIA or FBI. It's more of a job instead of a a conscription, the way being in the armed forces is.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on how all that would work exactly. I can tell you this, I'll probably never find out firsthand. That's, I'm over it. Yeah, I can pass their physical fitness test. I'm positive of that. But, I don't want any more. Not my thing. But I'm going to jump off here again and grab a brush and scrub this acid in and close her up. And I'll probably be back around in a little bit. W9PRK.
Roger that. I'm going to try to find my buddy K-A-D-I-Y, Gordon, in Manistee. I think I can find him if I hunt around far enough, get on Brandmeister, maybe I can call him out of the woodwork. Haven't heard from him in ages. 73-KI-9-NG.
K9EFT, KE9CPV.
What's that? W9PRK.
Hey, KA9EFT. Hi there, Russ, and good morning to you. Sounds like everything's back up and running again, and thank you, Kevin. Appreciate all that you do to keep this system up and running and available for everybody to use it. So, appreciate it. Rob, go ahead and pick it up.
W-A-F-U-Z, Bobo Niner.
W-9-P-R-K.
W9DLP listening.
W9PRK.
LBRK, W9DLP. I don't remember the name here is Dave.
Oh, just getting the radio fired up. I didn't quite catch the last one.
I said, I don't know if you remember, but the name here is Dave, W9DLP.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, Rob on this end as well. How's your day going for you? Enjoying the dark at 5 already?
Last night I got shut down, ran out of daylight, almost ran out And I got a new vehicle. I'm with EMA, so you know, we use our own. Anyway, I traded my Explorer in for a Escape. I got a new light bar. We use our vehicles. It's putting the brackets together for that light bar is like putting something together from IKEA.
That doesn't sound like fun. Yeah. Went grocery shopping fairly early yesterday and got home and took antennas down and got everything set up and ready to go, hopefully, for winter. That way I don't have to mess with anything and everything should be fine up in the air. We'll see how that goes. And then, yeah, I ran out of daylight as well. But luckily, I got what I wanted done outside done.
If I cut down everything I've got up for the winter, I don't know what I'd do. It would probably take me halfway to Christmas to get them all down.
I don't got a lot there. I've got my Carolina Wyndham that I made. It's a 160-6 and a 2-meter 440. It's on a 46-foot fiberglass push-up mast, as is the Wyndham. So that's all I got for antennas at the house up in the air. So it was pretty easy. I just wanted to bring stuff down, make sure everything was tight, sealed up, and ready to go for the winter time, because I don't want to be out there messing with it then.
Well, I hear you. The only thing I've got to do, and I leave it up and because I work as the non-resident NFED, I'm with on the 9-1, and I want to put a different strain length on the downline on the coax coming down. But tower one has got a 6-meter beam, 440 beam, 22 element, 2-meter beam, and my repeater antenna on it. And then the main tower has got a 2048 rotatable dipole, which I use on my SDR. I have everything there is Omni. I got a 1.2 gig vertical, 6-meter vertical, a dual band antenna, which I'm on right now, another repeater antenna at the top, and off the side and the bottom, I've got a station master VHF, which is dedicated to my Motorola here that I keep on the EMA frequencies.
Yeah, that might take a little while to go over and tear down and put back up. We'll be lucky to have it back up by Christmas.
Yeah, well, when I put up the 9-1, non-resident NFED, everybody said, oh, you speak a wire, do this, do that. Heck with that, I used to be an electrician, I had spools of wire all over my garage. I got the number 12 THHN in there. Put that up.
Yeah, your guy line holding it up will break before it does. It's fairly strong stuff. I run it's a 14 gauge. It's Benteco is the brand, but it's a silicone coated wire, and you can tie this stuff in a knot, and it will not keep its memory. It's great.
Oh, I can see trying to terminate an end on that. That looked like I was trying to get the light bar up my truck. I got one that's got, you know, my alley lights and take down the fancy new light bar. But anyway, I was trying to put it up tied to my luggage rack yesterday. I was trying to use some 18-inch zip ties. Every time I get where I want one in, the other end, it take off like a spring. It was like three stooges trying to put a zip tie on.
Always makes for an interesting time. Probably been a good time to be a fly on the wall and watch that one.
Yeah, I thought you stick the receptor, I don't know what do you call it, at a point in a receiver. You get it where you want it, try to loop the wire, put the zip tie around the bracket on the end, the light bar, and just about time to get where you want, the other side takes off going the other direction. It's like, son of a...
It's a shame we only have two hands. Imagine what we could do with three or four.
Hey, I'm in a dextrose, so I can screw up on either hand.
I'm right there with you.
I do have some antenna maintenance coming up, but it's going to wait till spring. I'm not going to drop my back tower. I got a 2012 and squared 2-meter antenna, and the vertical elements are a little bit longer or shorter than the horizontal elements I use on sideband. And horizontal elements, look at the SWR mirror, dead solid. 1.1 to like 1.2 to 1 or whatever. But I was playing around on FM on the on here, like on the input, and if I key down on it, I can just barely see the needle move a little bit. It flickers around a little bit. I don't like that. I don't know what's wrong with the partially loose connection or something, or got some water in the matching up there on the antenna. I don't know, but it's got to be fixed. But that's a late spring project.
And sometimes it's just the smallest little thing that causes stuff like that. I'm not well seasoned. I've only been at this for a couple of years, but I've found that it's normally something easy to fix it. Unless it's bad, then who knows?
Yeah, the only problem is on a 30-second fix, it only takes you 6 hours to find it.
Yeah, that's the fun part right there, ain't it? Yeah, I kept having an issue on HF. Everyone kept telling me they could hear RF coming back. And I've got everything preventing that. I don't know why and what's going on. The 90 elbow I was using broke. And it was making connection, but not very good. But it broke internally. And I think that was probably the issue, because I swapped that out, and no more problem.
Oh, I hate those things. I don't know how many I've broke over the years. The collar on the 90, you go to tighten it down, and all there is in there is a brass clip ring. And I tightened it down, make sure it was getting good connection, and then you had the connector fall apart.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. So, yeah, I put a new one on. It's, unfortunately, I kind of have to run one. I can't get a good straight shot. I've got RG213 coming in here, and it's not very flexible.
Well, I'll see your RG213 or raise a half-inch hardline.
Yeah, you're not bending that at all, are you? Yeah. Gonna have to use 90s and whatnot.
Stand by, second, Rob. The YL KB9BSK. Hey, hi, Sue.
Hello.
Just walked into the shack and brought me some mail. I gotta look at it quick. I'll be right back. now. I kind of like the red repeater. 79 DLP mobile.